In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
Happy Monday, everybody. I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hope you all had a great weekend. Today's impossible question. Actually, I'll give you the answer to Friday's because we never got there. Actually, Andy and I were correct on the answer. 11% of people say they won't leave their current job because their boss doesn't mind them being late. Andy and I talked about that on Friday and how the other employees of that organization have to be disgruntled at that particular boss and employee for allowing that to happen. So if you're one of those, frankly, that allows it, shame on you. All I'm going to say, you shouldn't allow him to be late. That's my opinion. Today's impossible question. By the way, I'm going to go back to that one for just a second. I've used this line in talking to employees, people, about being late, being tardy. And it goes something along these lines. You don't need a college degree. You don't need a high school diploma. And frankly, you don't need a lot of sense to get to work on time. It's called discipline, plain and simple. If you have to have an alarm clock, whatever you need to get yourself there on time, it's nothing more than discipline. I can tell you over the years that some of the most uneducated people were the most prompt, I guess you could say, Charlie, is that the right word I'm trying to use? The most prompt when it comes to being to work. Typically, they were the ones that are early and left late. It was the ones that were, quote unquote, the most educated that struggled the most with being to work on time. And, you know, again, I always said that it doesn't take any type of education to be to work on time. And yet, typically, those that are will have a job when those that aren't don't. So I'll leave it at that. Today's impossible question. This one, I have no idea what the answer is. Can you name the lie that 21% of men, so almost a quarter of men, not quite, have used to get out of a relationship? So can you name the lie that 21% of men have used to get out of a relationship? And that is on the, should be on the Rush to Reason website. Ann was out over the weekend, but if it's not there, it will be fairly quickly or probably by tomorrow morning, and then we'll be updated through the rest of the week. But most likely it is there. I apologize. I didn't look before I came on air today. Had other things to do. But can you name the lie that 21% of men have used to get out of a relationship? Again, put that on the RushToReason.com website. All right, got a lot going on in today's show. Richard will join me at the 4:30 mark. We're going to talk about BLM and the NFL, of course. That's a big deal that came up at the end of last week. I'm going to talk COVID and some of the things going on in light of it and this Delta variant and just a lot of the stuff going on around it. I'll leave it at that. Also want to talk about, Jared Stepman, by the way, will join us at 3:30. We're going to talk about BLM endorsing the communist regime down in Cuba. Talk a little bit about J.K. Rowling, if I have time, and transgenderism. I do want to talk about an hour or two before Richard comes on in regards to transportation, i.e., where's the money in Colorado that is now being collected and earmarked? Where is it going to be spent? I'm going to talk about students and masks as we head into this fall. And then, of course, 5 o'clock will be our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt Rogers is going to talk about the interest rates and how he thinks they're going to stay low and why did they just go down? And then Michelle Snyder, she joins us on a monthly basis to talk about the markets, and they took a huge, huge drop today, 700 points, I believe, today over the coronavirus, you know, kind of this new variant and other things going on. We'll find out from her exactly what happened in the stock market today as well. All right. Before we do anything else, though, wood prices. Actually, one of my clients today who's in that world, if you would, sent me a great article from Forbes talking about wood prices. And while they are down, and once they get down on the retail level, which, by the way, they're not fully down at the retail level because, like any other industry, just because the wholesale price drops doesn't mean that it immediately drops on the consumer level that quickly. It can take 60 to 90 days to follow that through. Now, there are those in the industry, the lumber industry, that think this is the bottom and that prices will actually increase again, that you're not going to see them go down much further than what they are right now. Once, in other words, a 2x4 at Lowe's or Home Depot, once it gets to a certain level, and they feel like that's going to be the bottom, and they'll do nothing but go up from here. And here's why. Still a supply chain issue. Still a lack of drivers to get things to and from the mills to the retailer to, you know, from the actual logging sites themselves and so on. Wildfires now that are raging in the Northwest and British Columbia and areas where a lot of wood supply comes from. And then just in turn, just a lot of what we've taken a hit on when it comes to coronavirus and so on. And then on top of that, the demand for the wood itself, which, again, is high. We'll talk to Kurt Rogers at 5 o'clock about some of that as well. So just a little side note, wood prices you may see dropping. And for those of you that might be waiting on a project thinking that it's going to get a lot cheaper on down the road, from everything I'm reading, at least for the next year or two, no, I don't really see that happening, and it could very well be that it doesn't ever come back down again because, you know, keep in mind, folks, inflation's here. You know, 8 to 10% are the real numbers of inflation across the board, not this nonsense the government keeps giving us. So, at any rate, that's kind of where it is on the wood prices. I did get that today, that article today. So, Brian, thanks for sending that. If you're listening, I appreciate it very much. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back again. Jared Stepman will join us at the bottom of the hour. Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. So we talk later in the program today about the stock market and the future and so on. For a lot of you, there's even questions on when do I take Social Security, at what age? And honestly, folks, I can't answer that for you. I'm not sure I can even answer it for myself. You can take it at, what, 62, 65? I think it's mandatory at 70 that you finally start taking it. And each one of those is a different decision. So whatever decision you need to make, give Al a call, and he'll help you with all of that even now as you plan for it. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan is there for a purpose, to help you live the life you want. Chartered financial consultant and founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has 30 years' experience listening to his clients describe what they want their retirements to look like. He has learned that there are a lot more important things in retirement in addition to money, like living closer to your grandkids, or moving to a lower elevation so you don't need to be on oxygen for the rest of your life. Al will ask you what your money is for before he tells you where to put it. Only then will he be able to help you strategize, reinvesting a portion of your nest egg into alternative tax-free accounts to create guaranteed income in retirement. Your financial strategy in retirement will be guided by what's most important to you. So Al Smith listens more than he talks. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
BarbersFoods.com is the website to go to get anything you want from Barbers Foods, whether that's beef, bison, pork, or poultry. And I saw some salmon out on my counter before I left to come to the station, and that's most likely what will be on the grill later tonight. And I will tell you right now that it is the best meat that you'll ever find, and I mean that sincerely, literally. You will not find better meat, not only in the cut, but the quality, the taste, where it comes from, how it gets to your table, all of that. Let's just say this. They know the background of all of the animals that end up on your table And yeah, folks, for those of you that think that stuff comes from the grocery store out of the back room, no, there's an animal that gave their life so that we could eat and sustain life on our end. Barber's Foods understands that. They want to make sure all the animals are treated humanely and they're processed correctly and that it ends up on your table. Again, it's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods proudly sells what they feel is the best bratwurst in the nation. Their bratwurst comes from Tim Beeler's fourth-generation pig farm in Iowa, where Tim grows non-GMO-fed Duroc pork, raised without using gestation, crates, or antibiotics. Check out the 5-ounce French-cut loin chops, natural hot dogs, baby back ribs, breakfast sausage links, and garlic pepper bacon at barbersfoods.com. If you're looking for great beef, Barber's Foods carries grain-fed Colorado Angus beef in steaks and burgers and an assortment of Wagyu steaks from Dan Morgan's Wagyu Ranch. These all-natural, restaurant-quality steaks are some of the best you'll ever eat. You can pick up your order at the Denver Warehouse near the National Western Center, or Barber's Foods can drop them off to any Denver metro area address. Go to barbersfoods.com and thank you for supporting the Colorado native farm family that owns Barber's Foods.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. You're going to see a lot of things in the news. I read multiple articles today about COVID, the new Delta variant, what's happening worldwide. There's even folks here locally that are talking about how if we don't do something about, you know, wearing masks again inside, that this Delta variant is going to increase the ICU bed count and so on and so forth. So I'll get into some of the data of that in a moment. Steve House did send me this over the weekend, though I wanted to read this. So, Steve, thanks for sending it. I watched a lecture this morning live about vaccine injuries, and the guy made a really good point about VAERS. That's the actual site that the CDC has for registering any problems with vaccines. Okay, so it's VAERS. Google it, you'll find it, you'll go right there. He said that if VAERS is not to be believed, why did CDC make it in the first place? They themselves have said for years it is underreported and that hospitals and doctors avoid reporting because they don't want the hassle of follow-up when they do. The European stuff that's happening right now is rapidly getting to a place where we're going to see another global crisis. In Europe right now, the highest vaccinated countries are having the biggest outbreaks, and the 15 least vaccinated countries are not having problems at all. Vaccines may actually be stalling the real herd immunity that we need. He says, I'll leave you with a quote from scientist named Martin Kulldorff. In science, when you disagree with someone, you question and argue. Those without arguments, they slander and censor. And folks, that's what we're seeing happen right now, is if you disagree with anything that's going on, whether it be with the virus itself, the data of, or the vaccine side of the fence, if you disagree with any of it, you're now being labeled a conspiracy theorist, a whack job, somebody doesn't believe in science, and on we go. The reality is it's the opposite. These particular individuals that are spouting that off are the ones that typically don't believe the science and the data and the numbers. And Charlie and I were noticing, and Charlie pointed it out, in our parking lot just to the north of us here at the station, in fact, I can look out my window and see it, there's a big bus. I mean, like a RTD-type bus that size. Not a little dinky motorhome, but a regular full-size charter-type, you know, RTD, you know, over-the-road bus. Greyhound-type bus. Let's say it that way. Way most of you understand, because I know RTD even comes in several shapes and sizes. But think big Greyhound bus. Charter buses, the ones that go up the mountain to the casinos and so on. It's sitting over here in the lot with a tent outside with two workers sitting under the tent in the shade. And it's our assumption, Charlie and I, is that the vaccinations don't happen inside the nice air-conditioned bus, even though there's a big generator and everything there running everything, and you can see that. They're most likely having you walk over to the tent and get vaccinated right now in the, 90-degree heat. Now, Charlie and I were commenting on, number one, we haven't seen, Charlie's been watching it all day, by the way. I got here about 2 o'clock and was watching it, and nobody's come and gone, and Charlie is holding up a big zero. Zero people since Charlie's been watching this today have gone into this mobile vaccination clinic. I mentioned, I think, a week or so ago that there's one of these in a park behind my house. And to my knowledge, nobody's been in that one either. Yeah, Charlie said this bus, and he's right. Charlie, it's probably more than that. This bus has at least a $10,000 wrap on this bus talking about vaccines. And Charlie, knowing how much Scott Whatley paid for the wrap on his pickup truck, that's probably 20 grand on the size of the one that's on this truck. And folks, I'm not exaggerating. So Charlie and I were talking to one another. When you have unlimited budget, which essentially is what's going on right now when it comes to vaccines, anything's possible. Even running a bus in these mobile clinics around town, like I said, there's one in my neighborhood and there's this one here. And like Charlie just said in my ear, you don't even need a bus. You can do this multiple other ways. But at the end of the day, here's the bottom line. Unlimited budget means unlimited waste. And to Charlie's point, nobody's been in this one. And we've seen hardly anyone, if any. I've never seen anyone in the one at the park behind me. Now, granted, I'm not there 24/7 to see if anybody shows. But you know what? I'm there at different times of the day. And no other people that are as well. So it's sort of this sporadic randomness. And it's not like it's being overflooded with people trying to get a vaccine, is my point. They're doing everything they possibly now that they can to beg people to come. Now, if Steve's theory is correct, which I believe it is, we as a country, and I'm sorry, I was going to look these numbers up. I was looking up other numbers instead. But let me just look up COVID vaccine data right now and let you know where we're at. So as a country, we are at fully vaccinated as a country, 49% of the population. So we're just hovering under that 50% mark. Now, they'll tell you it's higher than that, but there's a lot of folks that got one dose and didn't do the second, which means they're not fully vaccinated. In fact, I don't know where they fall into all of this. Some of them, I think, got nervous and didn't get the second shot. But in Colorado, we are 53%. So we're really pretty much on average of what the rest of the country is like. Now, if Steve is correct, and by the way, Steve's an extremely, extremely intelligent individual and rubs elbows with all sorts of folks in the upper echelon of the medical community and really knows this well. That's why we have him on a routine basis. And Steve, if you're listening, thanks for all you do for us as a show and the things you do for me and sending me information constantly. If Steve is correct, there's a reason why we're not seeing huge surges in the United States if, in fact, we're only at 50% while there are other countries at 70% and are having a bigger problem with COVID than we are here. Now, I say that to say this. You're going to see all sorts of people in the U.S. and even here locally talking about how bad COVID is and we're getting this second surge and it's really getting bad and there's even some ICU or some not ICU doctors, they're not the ones talking. There are some ER doctors here in Denver talking about how if we don't do something here immediately, we're going to overrun our beds. How many times have we heard that, by the way? Here's the reality, folks. And I did look at the numbers here locally. I even went as far as to look at the hospitalization rate in Colorado. Right now, currently hospitalized in the state of Colorado, we have 267 confirmed COVID-19 patients. Now, that doesn't mean they're all in ICU beds, by the way. That's just 267 confirmed patients. They could be in the hospital, be out of the hospital. They're just patients. There's 51 under investigation, 32 have been discharged within the last 24 hours. There's only 11% of hospitals that are anticipating staff shortages within a week. And by the way, those staff shortages happen all the time, with or without COVID. Why? Because it's summer, and there's people on vacation, and there's other people doing other things. And this is normal in the summertime for, honestly, all businesses. It really is. Unless you work for a particular business that have blackout dates, which some businesses do, like UPS, for blackout dates, by the way, here's what those are. For a lot of you that are businesses, you should have some of these, by the way. Every business should, depending upon what you do for a living. But UPS, FedEx, you're not allowed to take time off between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Don't ask. It's going to be an automatic no. Why? Because they need every single package handler and deliverer they can get. So there is no time off for FedEx or UPS between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now, I say that to say this. The summer months typically mean people are doing other things, taking vacations and so on, and the average business has shortages throughout the summer. Even the businesses that I coach, I do my best to get them to run blackout dates among the heavy holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Why? Because those weeks, those 2 weeks heading up to both of those dates are really, really heavy in the automotive industry. Why? Because people are getting their cars ready. They forget stuff happens. They're heading out of town. They decide to switch cars last minute. People are traveling through town. There's all sorts of reasons why it gets busier. So I tell them, don't let your people have time off then. Keep them around the shop so you can maximize your profits. That's what business is about, by the way, folks. And by the way, what I'm saying, there's nothing wrong, dirty, or illegal about what I'm saying. It's called good business. So my point is, going back to this 11% anticipated staff shortage, folks, that's not all from COVID. That's not where that's coming from. It's coming from a lot of other factors. 1% only anticipate some PPE shortages, and 4% anticipate ICU bed shortages. 4%, folks. So when you've got an ER doctor here in Denver running around talking about how we better go back to wearing masks indoors or we're going to overrun our hospitals, this knucklehead isn't even looking at the data. I don't know what he's looking at, by the way. 4% of facilities anticipate an ICU bed shortage. Now, we've talked about this numerous times through COVID. Every hospital has the ability to maneuver things around and increase ICU beds if needed. And at 4%, that means out of, 1,000 hospitals in town, or in the state, I should say, and I can't remember what we have, around 1,500 or so, I'd have to go back and look at the data on that. But out of all of those, I mean, what's 4% of 1,000 is 40? Charlie, am I thinking of my math correctly? 1,000 would be 40 hospitals anticipate, by the way, anticipate. Doesn't say they have them, they just anticipate it. And keep in mind, those could be our small towns where there's not a lot of ICU beds in the first place. In some cases, having one person not show up and having one bed overloaded in ICU in a small town can throw their entire system off, and that's part of the numbers that we're seeing here. So when you see things like ER doctors inside of Denver, there's an article, by the way, in Channel 7 News' website. When you see ER doctors talking about this, folks, I don't want to make it sound like I'm not going to believe this person or listen to them, but I'm not, because the data doesn't show it. And if you look at the data across the board in Colorado and even the U.S., we're in good shape, folks. There are no spikes in deaths at all. There's a little bit of a spike in cases, but again, folks, it's summertime. People are out running around. They're doing things. And I often wonder, if we tracked regular flu, you guys all know me. I just got over a major sinus infection that literally took me 3 weeks to get over. I haven't had one in probably 4 or 5 years, and it took forever to get over it. My question is, do we track those types of illnesses? Nobody, is anybody tracking allergies or sinus infections or the common cold or the regular flu, which, by the way, still exists? We didn't wipe out H1N1. We didn't wipe out the regular flu bug. We didn't wipe out pneumonia, all of the other things that go on. We are so focused on one particular area that we can't even see all of the other health concerns that are out there. And again, Steve and I continually, ask each other back and forth every week, what's the real bottom line mission with all of this? And frankly, folks, I don't know. Control is the only thing I can think of. Total control over your life. They want to control every single thing that goes on in your world. From what you do, where you go, who you associate with, whether your business is open or not, whether you're wearing a mask or not, and on down the line we go. I know no other reason for them to be doing what they're doing, because the risk isn't there on the other side, folks. The numbers don't show it. So we'll come back. I'm going to talk to Jarrett Stepman about what's going on down in Cuba and BLM as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll come right back. American National Insurance is next. Paul Lewinberger, my agent, who, by the way, can insure anything from a classic car to your regular daily driver, to your motorcycle, to your boat, to your RV, to your ATV, RTV, you name it, all the way to your house, and he can offer life insurance as well. So anything you need insurance-related, give Paul a call today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Lewinberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Lewinberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Lewinberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Lewinberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, up next, Michael Bailey Law, mobile estate planning, and this is one of those areas that we tend to overlook. We don't think about it, and, you know, it just sort of happens. Death happens. None of us plan on it, even with, you know, even when we get old, we don't plan on it. We definitely don't plan on it when we're young, but here's the reality. If you don't plan for it and something happens and you leave all of this in disarray once you're gone, it's just that much harder on your family. That can be avoided. Talk to Michael Bailey today. He's our mobile estate planner. 720-394-6887 or klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey gives you a measure of control in the face of an unknown future. KLZ's mobile estate planner considers you the only expert on your life, so he will ensure everyone carries out your wishes alone. Instead of exposing your assets to the whims of legislators or family members, your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law gives you the final say. You can't predict the future, but you can decide who controls your assets. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
California is facing rolling blackouts and asking people to delay charging their electric cars. Very inconvenient. Individuals are quickly realizing that abundant, efficient, affordable, and responsible energy created from fossil fuels makes our lives better. Kim Munson here. Tuesday, Dr. Patrick Moore, author of Confessions of a Greenpeace Dropout, shares his thoughts about California's electric nightmare. Thank you to Laramie Energy and Karis Oil and Gas for sponsoring this show. You'll also meet new sponsor partner Kim Bell, owner of Kanjani Coffee. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Charlie's getting Jarrett Stepman from Heritage and Daily Signal for us here real quick. In the meantime, I got two text messages that came in. One says, I drive for a living. I pass the Lafayette High School, Centaurus High School, multiple times a day for the last year. They've had a COVID testing, three huge containers, probably six employees in the last 6 months. I have not seen but one car there. Such a waste of taxpayer money. And you know what? Reiterating what I said earlier, somebody else sent an email in. By the way, you can do both. You can send us an email at just go to rushtoreason.com, fill it out, and it'll come right to me. Or you can give us a text message, 307-200-8222. Somebody else emailed in and said there's another name for the Delta variant. It's called BS. You know, I don't know that I can argue with that one because there's going to be variants that come along after the original one. It's always the way it is when we have viruses. And to me, they're making a lot to do about nothing on this other than I think in a lot of cases they're proving that they're not sure that the current vaccinations will even handle some of these new variants. That's why you need the booster shots and so on. So those are things to investigate on your own. We'll talk more about that in the weeks ahead, of course. Jarrett Stepman, though, joining us now to talk about what's going on in Cuba and BLM. Jarrett, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Always a joy to have you. And I talked briefly about this on our own podcast we do here at National Crawford Roundtable. I did not get to talk about this on my show yet at all. So it was, when you actually asked me, could we talk about this today? It's, yeah, like this is perfect timing because I haven't done it yet. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's Black Lives Matter Global Foundation Network went out, and just after the protests really erupted over last weekend in Cuba, sent this message, essentially. They put it on their social media saying that they blamed the United States, of course, for the problems that are occurring in Cuba. They said that the embargo that has made things bad there. They basically said that the regime itself, that the United States has been trying to thwart the revolution there, and essentially backed the powers that be in communist tyrannical Cuba over the people in the streets who are currently shouting for liberty and are being brutalized by the police state that exists there in Cuba, which has cracked down enormously in the last week.
I want to read exactly what they said to Jarrett so everybody has an idea of what you're talking about. Black Lives Matter condemns the U.S. federal government's inhumane treatment of Cubans and urges it to immediately lift the economic embargo. This cruel and inhumane policy, instituted with the explicit intention of destabilizing the country and undermining Cuba's right to choose their own government, is at the heart of Cuba's current crisis. Since 1962, the U.S. has forced pain and suffering on the people of Cuba by cutting off food, medicine, and supplies, costing the tiny island nation an estimated $130 billion. Without that money, it's harder for Cuba to acquire medical equipment needed to develop its own COVID-19 vaccines and equipment for food production. This comes in spite of the country's strong medical care and history of lending doctors and nurses to disasters around the world. Jarrett, nothing could be farther from the truth.
No kidding. The only cruel and inhumane treatment has come from the communist regime since 1959. And the idea that the United States is restricting medical equipment and supplies to Cuba is just factually incorrect. In fact, that is not part of the current embargo. It's the communist regime there that is preventing supplies from getting to the country. So that's just an outright falsehood. The fact is that the real plague, the real virus that exists in Cuba is communism.
Right.
It's not the COVID that is bringing them down. It is communism. It is a horrible totalitarian system that, frankly, especially an organization calling itself Black Lives Matter, you know, if you really do care about black lives, certainly those in Cuba, you can't possibly support the regime as it is, which represses people, which is uses, again, you talk about an organization that says it's against police brutality. Over the past week, the Cuban government has sent thugs, essentially, into people's homes, arrested them, beaten them, thrown dissenters into jails because they expressed dissent from the regime itself. This is a brutal dictatorship, and I think it's quite revealing that this organization, which did pay tribute to Fidel Castro in 2016 when he died on their Twitter account, I think it's very revealing what they're all about, what their outlook is, I mean, what they're really trying to advance.
These are, in my opinion, and you've heard me talk about this numerous times before, Jarrett, the entire Black Lives Matter movement is nothing more than one big, huge communist movement in and of itself, period.
It is, and it's one that is very highly funded. I mean, this organization in 2020 brought in over $90 million.
Wow.
It has a lot of corporate sponsorship. I mean, it's something that gets a lot of backing because I think Americans in general, when they hear the phrase Black Lives Matter, they say, well, yeah, of course, I believe Black Lives Matter, of course. But then when you see what these organizations and what they actually do and what they actually believe, black lives don't matter if they stand in the way of the revolution. And
that
is, for them, the Marxist revolution. And I think this statement reveals what they're all about. I wish more Americans had understood that before this had come out. I think it was very clear long ago, certainly given the fact that one of the founders of the organization outright said that she was a trained Marxist, the people had understood what they were really about. They were about bringing down the United States and enacting some kind of Marxist revolution in this country of the kind that has destroyed so many others.
I was just going to look up, too, because I can't remember how many homes the BLM leader purchased, but I find it interesting, Jarrett, that you would be the leader of any type of organization like that and yet spend millions of dollars on U.S. real estate. Why would you do that if you hate this country so much?
Well, you know, in some ways it mimics just how Marxist leaders operate in Cuba, too. I mean, some in Marxist regimes are more equal than others. Those who are in power, those who are at the top of the food chain, do very well. You know, the high-profile activists, those who are leading BLM, do very well for themselves. But what they peddle for the rest of society leaves everybody else equally miserable. And I think we've seen that in communist Cuba. It does not surprise me in the least that you see the kind of hypocrisy from those who run BLM, because that's ultimately what the system leads to.
That's
it doesn't lead to this wonderful brotherhood of man. It leads to oppression of man. It leads straight to oppression. That's why this nonsense about, oh, real Marxism hasn't been tried is so dumb. It has been tried over and over. This is the result of it. This is real Marxism.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, and I appreciate you saying that, Jerry, because the fact of the matter is, it has been tried. It fails every single solid time. It has a lifespan to it that is far less than what our constitutional republic has been. And frankly, if we'll pay attention to that, we'll have it for a much, much longer period of time than even the 250 years we've already had it. The reality, though, Jared, is you typically don't see communist movements. I mean, Cuba's working on, what, 70 years roughly of this, 60, 70 years, I want to say. And the reality is it's kind of nearing its end, and that's typically what you see when it comes to communism. And folks that are listening, please bear with me when I say this, because what happens, and Jarrett, you know this, and folks, there's pictures floating around the internet right now, and these are true pictures because I've seen even the video to back it up. You start with a very pristine country, Jarrett. Cuba at one time was the place to live. It was vibrant. It was economically solid. It was gorgeous. It was this beautiful Caribbean destination that people died to live. And then when communism came in and took over, and Fidel Castro came in and essentially seized everyone's assets that lived there and gave everybody $200 to start with out of their bank account, no matter how many millions of dollars or thousands of dollars you had. And then some 60 to 70 years later, you look at what that actual place looks right now, and it looks like a bomb went off.
It's like an apocalypse happened, and it's one that's destroyed, I think, multiple generations there in Cuba. And it's simply a matter of, you know, can the people there at some point who are absolutely fed up with the misery that they've been subjected to really since the Revolution 59, which ultimately just placed a ruling family in power.
Right.
It basically put thugs in charge
of the country. That's right.
Exploited the rest of the people there who've lived miserably for generations. And just 90 miles away from them is the United States. And I think a lot of people there, even though their government censors content and limits that, they know inherently that what America promises is so much better than the failed promises and false and lies of the communist regime that have kept people in fear for so long. And I think where it's finally starting to crack, and you hear people out in the street, as miserable and impoverished as they are, that still the number one thing they cry for is liberty.
Right.
And I think that's what is happening in Cuba,
right,
and something that the BLM organization has suppressed and doesn't want to talk about. You know, the American flag is something that stands for liberty. It stands for freedom. It stands for a real kind of equality under the law.
Right.
Something that communism does not stand for.
Right.
It stands for repression. It stands
right.
for tyranny. And so I think that's very much revealed in this moment.
I look at communism, Jared, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm using the right comparison or not, but I look at communism as a comparison being a person or a company that comes in and buys out another company. And this other company may be vibrant. Everything might be rolling along well. They may have invented, you know, the best widget known to mankind. So, you know, either a particular individual or another company comes in and buys them out. But rather than release all of the people there to even go do more and invent more and grow the company and make it bigger and better, they suck the living life out of said company. They use up every single asset they have. They get it to the point where after a very short amount of time, and granted it happens faster than what communism takes as a country, but the scale is way different, but you'll get my drift here. Essentially what they do is they suck the lifeblood out of the company to the point within, you know, 4 to 5 years, there's nothing left. The place is in ruins. It typically has to go to bankruptcy or just completely folds up because they've literally suck the life out of everything that's gone on in said company, and there's nothing left. That's what communism does to a country.
It does. It installs an all-powerful leech at the top of that system that continues to suck society dry for its own benefit. You know, that is the destruction. That is, you know, look, our country was based on the idea of limiting power. Our entire system is based on limiting the power, no matter where it exists in society. Communism ultimately gives all power to a select group of people. And, of course, once they attain that power, use that power to crush the rights of others, to stomp on others. It's a system that feeds off of that. People become hateful toward their neighbors and drag them down rather than working cooperatively to build them up. Communism does the exact opposite of what its proponents claim. It makes man hate man. It makes you hate your neighbor and see him as an enemy rather than a fellow citizen. And that's what's happened there.
Yep.
And in Cuba, they live under a gangster government, a repressive, tyrannical one that is now running out of its lifeblood. It's squeezed so much that there's almost nothing left.
That's right. That's right. That is the best way to say it. I can't say anymore. I can't add anything more to that. Great stuff. And again, Jarrett, that's one of those items we hadn't talked about yet, so I'm glad you called in and did. Wrote a great article about it, folks. Again, you can find that at dailysignal.com. Just go check it out. Jarrett did a great job of really explaining everything we just talked about. Read it, check it out, and then share that with friends and family. Jarrett, as always, it's a joy having you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great week. We appreciate it. We'll have Absolute Heating and Air on in a moment. They've got a very special offer for us as well, so don't go anywhere. We'll have them up next. And by the way, that is the next commercial you're going to hear. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, 720-526-0231, or find them at klzradio.com.
Make your life more convenient. You just found out that in order to install a new appliance in your home, you need a new electrical panel. Your current panel isn't safe or energy efficient, so it can't support the additional load. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air makes an inconvenient situation simpler. The live chat feature at AbsoluteFix.com stays active 24/7, 365, so you can schedule your estimate with a real human being at midnight on a Saturday. You get a two-hour time window for your appointment, so you don't need to wait around all day for a technician to arrive. 30 minutes before your appointment, you get a text message with a photo and a bio of your technician so you know who's coming into your home. Then, 15 minutes after they leave, you get a phone call asking how they could have provided an even better experience. Make your life easier. Schedule an estimate with Absolute Electrical Heating and Air at AbsoluteFix.com.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
John Rush will help you make money, but you must be ready to make a serious change. Think about the mindless, mundane activities you do every day as a business owner. You don't think you have enough money to hire an assistant, but you'd only need to increase your customer base by a handful of new clients to make up for the wages you'd pay a new hire. Then you'd actually have the time to come up with some more efficient processes. John's philosophy is simple. Be proactive. Right now, you're always playing catch-up. You never have enough time to strategize about your big-picture business plan because you're stuck in the day-to-day operations of your business. John will help you come up with the systems to make more money, but you need to be willing to listen and follow through. 20% of small businesses go under the first year. By the end of the fifth year, only half of small businesses survive. Make sure you're always one step ahead. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
Summer's here and car shows are back. Join John Rush and the Drive Radio crew as they broadcast live from the 20th annual Red Lion Run Car Show on Saturday, July 24th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Leprino Foods parking lot located on the corners of 38th Avenue and Quivis Street in Denver. All proceeds go to Food for Thought Denver. The Red Lion Run Car Show is brought to you by Group Insurance Analysts and the Italians of America. For more info, go to drive-radio.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Lewis from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, one of our great new sponsors here on all the stations, all my programs, I should say, Rush to Reason. Fix-It Radio and Drive Radio as well. Lewis, thanks, and always I can't say enough about you guys and just what you're out doing and for joining us as you do. I appreciate it very much, sir.
Oh, no, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right, so you got a special offer for us. What is it, sir?
Yeah, so our special offer, I'll go into it. Right now, what I really want to talk about is obviously your air conditioning system. Right now, obviously, with the temperatures, we're looking at 90 degree plus for as yep. far out as the forecast is. And, I would say of all the calls that we receive right now, 80% of them are, people who are calling because, hey, my air conditioner's not yep. working, something seems wrong. And of all of those, I tell you, we get out there, and it's simple maintenance would have saved an awful lot of headache. And I just want to give you a quick example. Literally what happened today, we had an existing customer who always used us for electrical, but she had another company that was maintaining her HVAC system.
Okay.
And she, she was having some issues. They went out. They basically went out twice, told her, listen, we need to replace your whole system. It's going to be $16,000, $17,000, and she was ready to do it. And then they also tried to sell her on a new panel. And she said, okay, well, I have my own electrician, so I'm going to call them. We got our electrician out there, and they were like, yeah, if you need a new HVAC system, you are going to need a new panel. But how about we just get a second opinion? Let me get our HVAC techs over here just to take a look at it.
Yeah,
and
good idea.
So that's what she did. Yeah. She agreed to it. Yeah, and it's always a good idea.
Oh, when you're going to spend that kind of money, Lewis, no offense, yeah, I think that should be standard practice.
We recommend that to everybody. We really do. It's a good way to keep all of us honest.
I agree.
What our guy found was, there was definitely problems on her system. She had a coolant leak. She had a couple other components going bad. Her dual run capacitor was going bad. And what we do in our maintenances is we actually do check these things. So we know what the manufacturer spec is for this capacitor, what it's supposed to output, and we will test and see if it's doing that. Well,
yeah, and Lewis, I want to stop you for 1 second there, too, because I don't think folks really understand what you're meaning by that. But those types of items, again, coming from the automotive world like I have, I know there are certain specifications for all these electrical components. And you guys with the right tools, which, by the way, isn't anything fancy here, but, with the right tools and training, you can check those capacitors and know even if a half of it, because here's the other thing, folks, about capacitors that most don't know. You may have half of it going bad, the other half's good. It may still keep everything operating, Lewis, but not as efficiently as it should be.
Exactly. That's a problem. But what happens when that capacitor finally goes bad? Now you can cause damage to motors and whatever else
you're
discharging to.
That's right.
And that was the big problem. And this other company had all these things failed, like they were getting ready to fail. They were correct. She would have needed a new system. But because we were able to catch them earlier, we were able to recharge her line, fix her, replace a couple of these components. So instead of $16,000, she was just a little north of $1,000, which she was very happy
about. Huge difference.
She does plan on replacing it, but she didn't want to replace it this year. She planned for next year.
Well, and here's the reality, too, of that, Lewis. Maybe I'm wrong in my thought process here, and tell me if I am, but we're halfway through the hot season already. If for $1,000, you can keep her going and then schedule that stuff. Let's say she wants to do a final full upgrade. Great. What's wrong with doing that next February or March instead of doing it in the middle of the summer now?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And so really the moral of my story is it's very important to have a company that you trust to do an actual
maintenance. Good point.
Lots of companies will claim it. For us, it's our bread and butter. We truly want to make sure your system is functioning to its best ability. And we want to make sure that you're not, paying for things you don't need to pay for. So what we'd like to do for for all of your listeners is we are going to give out anybody that calls or texts in this week, today, all the way through the end of day Saturday, we will be gifting all of your listeners a free Absolute Advantage membership that normally runs $329 for the year. That will be free. So what you could do is if you can text in, we have a special text line set up just for you guys.
Okay.
If you could text, the number is 720-381-1767.
Okay.
And if they can just text KLZ and we just need a name, a good contact phone number and or email address so we can reach out to you. And then once we do that, we reach out, we will get you set up with that free membership.
That is awesome. I will promote that throughout the week and even through the weekend. And Lewis, I was going to add one thing to what you just said a moment ago. The thing I love about you guys is you're much like me and all of the other folks that we have on the programs here at KLZ. And that is this. It's much better to maintain and schedule, in other words, maintenance is one of those things that you can schedule. You know when you're going to do it. You can take care of it. It's much cheaper than it is to, replace items and do repairs. on top of that, in this particular case of this lady, when you can schedule some sort of a big upgrade like that and do it in the off season, your ability to save money is huge. In other words, she'll get her $1,000 she just spent back on down the road in those sorts of savings. So really, at the end of the day, Lewis, she's not spending any more money than she would have otherwise. She now is in control of that repair process and is in much better shape than she was prior, all because of you guys.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And that's the key is just make sure you're having your system maintained, because you know, there's lots of factors going to it. People that have two-story houses, people, they know your own, you know your home. If you're noticing, hey, that doesn't seem like it's cooling as good as it used to, or maybe that air in this event, you know, trust yourself, because a lot of people, they wait till it flat-out stops working. Well, don't wait till it stops working. Wait, you know, once you notice something's not right, that's when you want to call. It will save you lots of money.
All right, I'm putting this information in, so I've got it for the rest of the week. Folks, text 720-381-1767, text KLZ and your name and info to that number, and you get the Advantage membership, which, by the way, we've talked about in the past already, is a fabulous deal.
Absolutely.
Lewis, this is great. I appreciate it. It's 1 week only, folks. I'm going to promote it all week long, get as many of them in as we can, Lewis. And again, thank you guys for all you're doing. Again, you believe in doing things the way I do. That's why you're a partner with us and what we're doing here as well. And again, I can't say enough about you guys. Again, folks listening, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, their main number if you need some service, 720-526-0231. And if you forget any of that, just go to the website, klzradio.com. Lewis, as always, it's a joy having you. Thanks for being one of our partners. And you know what? Thank you also for this offer. This is fabulous.
Absolutely, our pleasure, and thank you for having us.
You're very welcome, Lewis. Have a great week. Tell everybody hi, and I appreciate it, sir.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, man, take care. Really appreciate it. Again, folks, that is a fabulous deal. That's a $329 offer. That priority, or that membership, gives you priority service, 10% off of service, a slew of a bunch of other items. You can find all of that, by the way, at their website, absolutefix.com. But hey, check that out today. Text KLZ and your name, 720-381-1767. Novus Auto Glass coming up next. And another great offer, we can give you those free windshield bandages. Just go to klzradio.com, find Novus, fill it out, and we'll get those sent off to you. It's really that simple. And don't forget, they take care of all your glass needs. Find them at rushtoreason.com. Look for Novus, click on it, and they're all listed there. That's rushtoreason.com.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, one last time, the Absolute Advantage membership. If you want to get involved in that, it's a $329 free offer, no strings attached. It'll just give you a higher listing when you call in and get something done, plus a bigger discount. It's a great deal. Just text KLZ and your name to 720-381-1767. Again, 720-381-1767. I'll have Ann get this up on the website later tonight as well, so you've got all the information on it, and it'll be really easy, and I'm sure we'll have it on the main website, klzradio.com, as well. But I want to thank Lewis and the guys at Absolute for doing that. That is a fabulous, fabulous offer. So, all right, another 2 hours coming your way. Don't go anywhere. When I come back, I do want to talk about transportation. We're going to shift gears. So if that's something that's near and dear to your heart here in Colorado, give us a call. We'll get you right on air and talk about it. That'll be next right here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.